another round of Talking Books, joined in the studio by Susan Brown, the one and only who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library in the town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Departments. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Good.
I have a half a tank of gas. Everything is going to be fine.
You'll be fine. It's a big car, right? Like, big tank.
I don't know.
Sure.
There's gas in my car.
There's gas in the car.
I'm not just down there
you
in the
many
line.
Gallons. You tank holds.
There's gas in my car.
Some number.
Mine holds 10. Come on. Step the game up.
I think mine holds 17, 16 or 17. I think it's 17.
Oh, just going to flex your larger tank in me then. All right, that's
fine. You were talking about your electric car all through every commercial break. Like, haha, I've got an electric
car. Plug-in hybrid, please.
Plug-in hybrid. Okay, that's fine. Gas in my tank and a song in my heart.
There you
it's
go.
Time
it's
for
Wednesday.
Talking books.
And a book in my hand.
And a book in my hand.
There you go.
And it's a busy week for the library. You're reopening.
Well, we're taking the next step.
Yeah.
Yes.
Taking the next step.
We were closed yesterday, and we are we've been closed on Wednesdays during the pandemic. And these 2 days, we're getting ready to open our doors tomorrow for some limited interaction and folks coming into the building. So starting tomorrow, indoor park and pickup starts. It's actually really just indoor pickup. You don't have to park to use it, but we've been calling
and don't
it that.
Park indoors.
Exactly. It's not drive-in pickup.
Don't drive into the library.
So starting tomorrow, the biggest changes is people don't have to call first. So for the past year, you had to wait. Well, for a while, you had to wait 24 hours. Then we stopped that. Then you had to call. But now you'll get your notice that your books are ready and you'll come to the library. It's really helpful if you have your card or your card number. So dust off that card or get our app, which can also have a scannable barcode, or just know your number. You'll come in with your mask on. Staff will direct you. We have this giant U shape, A to Z, of everyone's hold. It's massive. You'll progress down there. You'll find your books. You'll check them out yourselves, and then you'll go on your merry way.
Awesome. So still no browsing in the stacks yet.
No browsing yet. No computers downstairs. We're taking these baby steps to really learn as we go and make sure that we're doing everything right and safely. So we're just asking everybody to be patient with our staff and with other users. We will have limits on capacity, so there may be a little bit of waiting, but we think it's really going to go well. We've prepared well. The staff there is awesome, and we're ready to open up tomorrow.
Cool. What's yesterday and today like?
Let's see. Some pizza parties, some putting together some furniture. David Felton yesterday, when I left, was on the ground putting together some new desk furniture. We've been doing some customer service training. We've been rearranging everything. So we've been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. I'm glad it's happening. That's awesome.
It's
That's
a big
really
step.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Any idea of like how many books are on hold right now? Like,
well, I mean, Aaron, if I don't know how many gallons are in my gas tank, surely not the person
it's
to
more,
tell you.
It's more than the number of gallons in your gas tank.
It's thousands of books
is it
on
really
hold.
Thousands?
Well, that's
okay.
The only way that people can get books right now. So
that's fair.
It's
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was so hoping you would just have it on tap, just
14,232, right. Aaron, give or take a couple.
It's not my job to know how many gallons my gas tank holds.
Awesome. So we got Susan Brown here in the studio. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for more information. Let's talk books. We've got that new step for the library this week, and a lot of UNC students are also taking that next big step because it's graduation weekend this weekend, right?
Yeah, so graduation was our prompt, and I will also say we shared on Facebook earlier this week, we have several graduates working with us. So some folks who have graduated from a variety of programs, some from UNC, some from other schools, so we love celebrating our graduates as well. So, yeah. So, should I start?
Go for it.
Okay. So, when I thought about graduation, I thought some folks will go on to graduate school, some folks will take a, you know, gap year, some will go find themselves, but many, hopefully, will get a job, right?
True.
So, I was trying to think of books set in the workplace post-graduation. So, I immediately thought of one of my favorite novels of the early 2000s, and it's called Then We Came to the End by Joshua Ferris.
All right.
So, it is a satire of the workplace in the mid-2000s. It's set in an advertising agency that is really maybe on its last legs, but it's a send-up of workplace culture. What I love about it is it's a fairly stylized novel. It's got multiple voices. Many of the plot points unfold over the numerous coffee breaks that happen in this workplace. And it's just a really wonderful satire. And what I love about it, one of my favorite parts of it, is the opening line. So just very quickly, here's how this novel opens. We were fractious and overpaid. Our mornings lacked promise. At least those of us who smoked had something to look forward to at 10:15. So, UNC grads, surely your first job will not be as bleak and fractious
Fingers crossed.
And it certainly won't be overpaid.
won't be overpaid. But it's a very funny, stylized satire of the workplace. Then We Came to the End by Joshua Ferris.
I like it. Victor, how about you?
All right, so I'm trying to think about books themed after graduation. I wanted to stay away from any sort of, like, a self-help book or any hashtag influencer books about finance. It seems like every four graduates list on the internet is made of those books. But I did want to give a recommendation for something useful to give a graduate if you have, you know, gifts that you need to take care of. And I think my official answer to this is a book about food, specifically how to make it. I'm not saying cookbook. I'm specifically not saying cookbook.
A food preparation manual.
A field guide. So obviously the book Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat is a huge deal. It's got a Netflix show now. But my recommendation for a food science type text comes from one of my favorite culinary figures, J. Kenji Lopez-Alt. J. Kenji Lopez-Alt is 100% that dude. And his book, The Food Lab, is a solid purchase. It's truly one of the most helpful books if you want to not only know how to make something in the kitchen, but also why you're doing the things that you're doing. And I've found that working toward understanding the reasons for doing things helps greatly, and continuing to do it and do it well. I mean, it's not just you're taking a rote recipe, you're knowing the science and technique and behind it, and that can allow you to riff in the kitchen, which is nice. That's really where the magic happens. And I'm not really trying to like wax poetic about this, but that's a whole life lesson. If you know why you're doing something, you can do it better.
Susan, yeah. You were thumbs-upping that.
I love it. Yes. So I love his books. I love his blog. I love all of it.
His and YouTube channel rips.
Yes.
It's so
and
good.
I will also say it's particularly great for like anybody who's graduating in the sciences or any nerdy field of study. He's great. So yes, I am plus one-ing that recommendation.
J. Kenji Lopez-Alt, The Food Lab. Check it out.
Is that also a Lizzo reference when you said 100% that dude?
No, it's just slang.
That's just slang. All right. All right, cool. So I was going back and forth on this one. So Victor, you said you didn't want to do any books about people graduating because that's, I believe the word you used was lame. So my recommendation,
like
which is Lois Lowry's The Giver, kind of goes out the window. But I do want to recommend, I think I've talked about this before. It's a book by Scott Turow. I think it's one of the first books that he wrote, 1L, which was like he became a great legal novelist. But this book is an autobiographical, slightly fictionalized, but mostly true story of his first year at Harvard Law School after he graduated. And it's just a fascinating glimpse into the world of law school and what the experience is like of a student who's going into that world for the first time and experiencing just the crush of pressure and intensity and professors and the Socratic method and everything else. And it's a really, really, because Turow's a great writer, it's a very fast read and it's a fun read as well. So 1L by Scott Turow for anyone who's thinking about law school.
So really what we've set up here is you could read my recommendation and get a bleak satirical view of the workplace.
Correct.
You could read yours and get a pretty intense view of what law school might be like.
Right.
And Victor's really shows you a third way,
yes,
of making your way, not in the workplace, not with graduate school, with this guy who started out nerdy science recipes on the internet and now has an empire.
Yeah.
The future is bleak.
A nerdy science recipe empire.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Technically, he started out as a chef. Let's not disrespect Kenji Lopez-Alt here.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But now he's
a professional.
He started out as a young child, grew up, became a chef, and then started the food blog.
I mean, all of us, hopefully, began as young children.
Anyway, now he's got an empire.
He does.
Yeah. Do you have one more? Or
no,
that...
I'm good. That's all I got today.
All right. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there for more information. Reopening for coming in and picking up tomorrow. So exciting news there. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks.